How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Hello, Tonya Curry. Do you remember Ally McBeal?
I hated Ally McBeal, mostly because of the baby. The baby was just wrong in so many ways. I think that she'll go down in history for that baby. And Harrison Ford is barely standing.
There you go. Thank you, Tonya. Oh, my goodness. Kathy got so defensive here. You could see look of death.
Because I thought you were being
ageist. Because we come from that Raiders of the Lost Ark era, Kathy and I.
Oh,
and
he was
just
so
the bestest. But he's old now, Kath. You got to get over it.
But he was in Star Wars and everything.
He was the one who doesn't need the face app.
Okay, can we please talk about this face app?
Well, firstly, I want to know if you did it. Did you sell your kidney? Did you sell your kidney, my friend?
I did not do it. One of my staff members did it and actually posted it on social media. And I was like, I didn't want to do it because I actually found it quite insidious.
I think it's gross.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about this face app, and you download it and you can make yourself look older, see what you're going to look like. You know, using facial recognition, you can see what you're going to look like at the age of 60 or 70 or 80, 90, 100. Mine looks about 350 years old. And you can also make yourself younger as well, which is interesting. But here's the thing.
If I
was going to populate facial recognition for a database, this is exactly the way that I would do it.
Well, do you remember the 10-year challenge? Where you had to post a picture of yourself 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So how easy is that for the computer? Side by side, you had to paste a picture of your old self, your 10 years ago self, and your today self.
Yeah.
So then the computer can say, okay, that's good. Now when they age, this is what they're potentially going to look like. I mean, it's almost so blatantly apparent to me that I cannot believe a single person used it. And the terms and conditions, if you read them, they're circulating on social media. You basically gave away your left kidney.
Yeah. I just think that it's more insidious. And I think that it's a matter of time before we have another one of these, you know, scandals of data mining, and it's all been
released.
And because,
yeah, exactly. Be careful, guys. Like, think a little bit. I know it seems like a bit of fun, and so many of the people I know have done it. And every time I write, don't use this app.
It's a crazy thing, huh? It's crazy.
But it appeals, giving away half your life.
It just appeals to something so basic in us, though. Wanting to know what it's such an innate thing.
I don't want to know.
Exactly.
I definitely don't want to know.
But apparently the issue is in downloading the app itself. It's not necessarily if somebody takes a picture of you, if you don't have a name, etc. But if you download that app and you give the permissions, then you've basically given away your kidney, as Tonya said.
Well, and then Facebook can easily crawl all your pictures. I mean, they're indexed. So even if you don't use the app, that's what's so clever about it, is it goes viral and somebody does it about somebody, and the next thing you've got half the Facebook population's aging photos, you know, and that's the danger here. It's very clever.
Yeah.
It's a mastermind stroke. And that's the thing. The 10-year challenge was the same thing, and it came out and Zuckerberg said, no, it wasn't like that. It had nothing to do with them. But it was just so blatant. It is the fourth largest story in South Africa this week.
Crazy. I'm sure that the biggest story must have been Johnny Clegg, right?
No.
So
in any year.
Zondo Commission.
In any year, we would have had Mandela Day as the top story. And when I say top story, I mean 60 or 70%. Okay,
wow.
That's normal for South Africa. In the history of me doing these stats, and I think I've been doing them now for 7 years, okay, who toppled Mandela? Number one himself, Ubaba, Jacob Zuma, and the state capture inquiry. Zuma took almost 40% of the conversation with his appearance at the Zondo Commission. And my word, I don't know if you've been watching it, but when Advocate Pretorius was the person who was going to lead the testimony, I got so excited because he is like a pit bull.
Yeah.
And he is absolutely brilliant. And it ended up being a head-to-head collision between Pretorius, and Zuma's council. That's all we saw. That and president, the former president clearing his throat repeatedly. I mean, he could cough one more time. Like, just one more time.
It's like with game shows where they
Strepsils, why didn't Strepsils jump in at that opportunity? Like, yeah, I'd have been all over that like a rush.
Exactly. If they'd been like Nando's, there would have been some great campaign out there already.
Absolutely. I mean, even Julius Malema, I've tweeted at you, Kathy, a video of all the coughs in his testimony. It basically says Zuma's testimony wrapped up, and it's an entire reel of him coughing.
Oh my gosh. It needs to be a song. It needs to become a song like that. And nobody got time for that.
Rap in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so Zuma left us with precious little, storming out of the commission day before yesterday. And so yesterday we had nothing. I was so sad. And then only to learn yesterday, late last night, as in Zuma nature, I don't think he sleeps as oak, but like late last night, about 12 hours ago, so probably about 8, 9 o'clock last night, he said he will return tomorrow, being today. So he's back on the stand today. And the things that he unpacked that he did, we did manage to get out of him, were hints. And the hints were at Thabo Mbeki being involved with the Guptas long before him. In fact, he said that Mbeki had introduced them to Zuma. Mbeki coming out and firing massive shots back at Zuma. And then he said, the council said, why are we starting with fakey mentor who apparently Zuma has never met?
Oh,
don't know her. Don't know the lady. Oh, and then about halfway through the testimony, oh, that woman. Okay.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is how bad it was. And then, the council said, well, we're more interested in talking about Praveen Gordhan. So there were a couple of things that came out there. Another thing was that Zuma implicated Fikile Mbalula, Razmataz, to be involved with the Rupert's. So are we seeing there the Gordhan, the Mabaks, and the Ramatlodis, the other ANC faction, the Mbekis, being mentioned while Zuma runs the other ANC faction? And that just leads into my conspiracy theory 100%. Of course, him storming out of the commission brought to the fore the Katrada Foundation, who you'll remember were the ones that broke the state captors back with the memorial of Katrada when he wouldn't have state funeral.
Yes, that's right.
And then the SACP said, we will take to the streets if you don't. And then here we go, he's back in court. So
interesting.
fascinating story, and toppled all others with 40% of the conversation.
Amazing. Would you have thought that the Zondo Commission was bigger than Johnny Clegg?
No, absolutely not, because it's also not as though it's brand new. It's been going on for a while. We've been quite aware of who's going to speak.
Johnny Clegg's international.
And I've got to show you something. I felt this Johnny, wherever I went, when was it, on Wednesday? Thursday.
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. Wherever I went, Kathy, you could feel it and sense it. I went to see a play in the evening. I went to see a comedy show in the evening, and they were playing Johnny Clegg music as you walked into the theater.
Yeah.
It was all pervasive. It was everywhere. So yeah, I am very surprised that the Zondo Commission took first spot.
Right. Joining us on the line again to do news analysis is Tonya Khoury from Acumen Media. So Tonya.
So let me,
yeah,
allay Simon's fears, because Johnny Clegg certainly is a massive story. He comes in as just after Mandela Day. But now this is an interesting thing. Like, for Mandela Day, there's 15.7%, and for Johnny Clegg, 13.2%. And if you put those together, it's a good 30% of the charts. And one should put them together, because what South Africans did was converge the two stories. And, you know, there were so many pictures of Johnny Clegg meeting Mandela
up
in heaven, you know, and, the tributes, the songs, the absolute legend that was Johnny Clegg, the spirit of the great heart, Impi, like the names that came out. I mean, Wimpy changed their slogan to Impi. Go and look for it. It is absolute genius, and just, it'll make you cry. It's just absolutely perfect. I get quite teary when I think of it. Yeah. You know, the Johnny Clegg was somebody who really transgressed all our boundaries in our country and across the world. Like, he took us over the borders and he took us as a united nation. And like the stories, like I heard a beautiful interview with his best friend and partner, and the stories of this man, like he was just truly the one of the best of us. And converging that with another one of the best of us, and that's Mandela, sure. Really made a big impact this week. I was sad to see less Mandela activity. I don't know if it was just me.
No, it wasn't just you. That's what I was saying.
It's down, hey?
It's definitely down. And I think, I wonder how much more, because, you know, while we're doing wonderful things for Mandela, well, yes. In the name of Mandela for our fellow countrymen, yes. I think that a lot of people are kind of watching that with one eye and the other eye watching the Zondo Commission.
Exactly.
I think that corruption is actually eating into who we are as South Africans.
The goodness of us.
Yeah.
I think also, and it's something I notice now, is the youth. The youth, like, are quite surprised that, like, yesterday we went out and cleaned the streets, and the young people don't even seem to realize that it is Mandela Day. And I'm wondering if it's getting lost in the next generation. So anyway, I felt very sad about it, but yeah. I did understand why, for several reasons, just like you said. And then we had the Facebook app, Johnny Clegg in the Facebook app, and then Praveen Gordhan, and under the Praveen Gordhan, the public protector, I'm going to group them together because Praveen Gordhan has been the focus of so many conversations over the past weeks. And really being vilified, and he's not backing down. I mean, I don't know if you saw that thing in Parliament where they almost hit him.
No,
the EFF, he did the budget vote speech, and the EFF said they will not allow him to speak. And, Madam Speaker said, no, well, then you have to leave because we're here for the budget vote. So if he's not going to speak, if you don't want him to speak, then there's no event. So you got to go. And, she said that they said, well, you have to name us one by one. And she said, okay, well, I'll start with you. And the next thing, the EFF stood up and stormed him. And, so here was Praveen Gordhan standing steadfast while the Red Brigade, the Red Tide, was all around him. And then security kept calling for security, security, security. And they almost, and he went, just touch me. I dare you, just touch me.
Don't touch me on my studio. Don't touch me on my studio.
You can't make this stuff up, Kathy. So Praveen's there, and then the public protector's also there for the same reason. Now Ramaphosa's stepping into the ring with the Gordhan story and saying, well, you know, what on earth? So that takes position 5 and 6 of our charts this week. In Wimbledon, do you watch tennis?
I was a little busy on Sunday. Sorry.
I don't watch tennis either. Yeah, but apparently it was a big deal.
You can just attend your neck exercises, Tanya. You know, left, right, left, right.
You know, I'm fine. But anyway, we were never great sports people on the morning show. What about you, Simon?
Oh, police.
It's a prerequisite, Tanya.
Nice. That's why we have conscious of time. So we've got three more stories on the charts. And the one is the SANDF move into the Cape Flats.
Yeah.
And about bloody time too, isn't it?
Why has it taken so long? I mean, look, it is the second time.
Why has it taken so long?
You know, yeah. When we're talking about it, you just get a sense of relief of what those residents of the Cape Flats must be feeling.
Yes, well, and I think there's also a level of fear, hey, Kathy, because, yeah. You know, now it's gangsters against, the defense force, and, who will get hurt in the crossfires, you know. I think that's fear amongst the residents, but it's about time that something was done. I mean, it's been years.
I also like what David Katz said, that it's taken the government so long because that's like the last resort, because it's like, if this doesn't work, there's nothing else after that.
There's nothing else I can do.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. I mean, like, we were looking, I was watching some documentaries out of the Cape Flats. Like, and it's just been left to rot, just to become this gangster's hole, you know? Like, anyway, glad to see it go in. Also nervous, I must say. And then two more deaths. Mark Batchelor, so-called assassinated or allegedly assassinated. Many people saying you live by the sword. And, you know, like...
Did he live by the sword? I mean, was he involved with gangsters?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
I mean,
okay.
Mark Batchelor and Mikey Schultz were,
yeah. Oh,
were
that's right.
They were henchmen.
Oh, that's right.
Mark Batchelor, in fact, is the Agliotti story. That's Mark Batchelor.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, that was a big story, and many people saying, well, you know, it was bound to happen at some time.
Yeah. And James Small.
And James Small.
Yeah.
Like, how horrendous is the James Small story? Like, what a degeneration of a human being. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Well, alternatively, what a wonderful way to go. I it just depends how you look at it.
What a way to go. Well, I suppose there's some people might say, well, that it is the only way to go.
Oh, terrible. This is definitely BCCSA.
But I must say, like, it's for a rugby legend, like, it wasn't dignified, and I'm sorry it happened, but, I suppose, rock stars will be rock stars. I'm not sure.
Just terrible, terrible. Tonya Curry, that is unfortunately where we have to leave it this week. It has been such a pleasure speaking to you. And
thank you, Kathy, and to you. Such a pleasure. It's so nice to speak to you on air again.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.